from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, we have the Diddly Poo rant.
I don't know if I've ever... I don't remember the Diddly Poo rant. I just know the clip that you hear all the time that we couldn't do Diddly Poo. Playoffs.
We couldn't do Diddly Poo.
Well, he sounds like he stumbled over it.
Yeah,
like,
well, he didn't really stick the landing.
He couldn't decide. Well, I'll give you the whole rant, but he couldn't decide early on whether he was going to swear or not. And so that's, I think, the hang up. And then eventually he does resort to swearing because they were so bad.
Well, what happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked, or the second half. We just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. Horse. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half. It sucked. It stunk.
Okay.
Boy, I didn't know it was that fiery.
Playoffs.
I love that.
That was senior.
That
yeah.
was good.
We couldn't do diddly poo.
Poo. He was unsure.
That's like that would be like what if Mike Riley was angry. I could see Mike Riley saying diddly
poo.
Where have you guys been?
Yeah, I actually, one of my favorite things in sports, and there aren't a ton with coaches really, but one of my favorite things is like they're so hyper competitive.
Yeah.
That when you catch them like in a raw I just lost moment.
Yeah.
Boy, sometimes you get some gold.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
They're so competitive, they just can't help it. And stuff like that comes out.
That John L. Smith halftime interview where like they didn't have an 11th guy on the special teams and their field goal got blocked. And he's like, we got kids playing their asses off and you got coaches screwing it up.
That's a good one. Forgot about that.
Shut up. They're great.
Well, I was listening to my favorite radio station today.
Yes.
That is 1080 The Fan. And I heard my favorite update anchor on The Fan, Ryan Buckley, I heard him say that Troy Franklin, former Ducks receiver now with Denver, is in danger of not even making the team.
Yeah, there's some speculations about that.
Now, what is that about? I'm going to need an explanation. From Buckley.
Oh, from Ryan
Buckley.
Well,
I mean, have you read that too? I haven't heard that. Why do you say that?
There have been reports out of Denver's camp that he has fallen behind other players who either weren't drafted or drafted later than him on the depth chart, that mistakes have led to that, and that when you start running the numbers on how many receivers are there, there might not be room for him on the 53, and he might be practice squad guy to start.
Wow.
So
that surprises me.
Yeah.
If that's true.
Well, they're going to keep – most teams keep 6 receivers. Special teams too, so you might keep 5, but you're keeping at least 5. Most of them will keep 6, and then they'll be the practice squad.
But it says specifically he's fallen behind 7th round pick Devon Vele.
So Cortland Sutton, Josh Reynolds, and Mims Jr. Those are your 1, 2, 3. Tim Patrick is coming back if he can stay healthy.
Oh. I forgot about him.
Yeah, well, he's 2 years in a row. Like, he had ACL, and then I think it was an Achilles.
Pretty good.
He's good when healthy, but that's obviously a big fat if. So there's four. And then they're saying that the other rookie, the seventh round pick, the Vili, is that his name?
Devon Vili or whatever.
They're saying that he is getting way more reps than Franklin. So that right there, there's your five.
Yeah.
So then that comes down to, do you keep six? And if you do keep six, is he the last guy? Most of the time that you're a fourth round pick, you are pretty safe. It is, if you are a first through third rounder, you don't get cut. You have to really be monumentally bad or just a dumbass to get cut. Fifth round is usually where it's like, dude, you ain't guaranteed squat. Fifth round guys get cut. Sixth and seventh, you might as well be a free agent. No one cares. You can get cut at a moment's notice. The fourth round is kind of that, it's that borderline. I would assume that Franklin, unless it's an attitude thing and they look at him and go, not, because clearly right now he's not very good. The reports out of Denver this entire camp is he can't pick up the offense. He's not a good route runner. Just all these things. And by the way, I'm not bailing on the kid at all because he was phenomenal at Oregon. There was talk of him being a top 20 pick. He went in the fourth round.
Yeah.
So clearly, whatever it is, it wasn't one or two. There were 32 teams that looked at a kid that everyone said should be a first round pick and was like, he's not only a first round pick, my man's a fourth round pick. And so clearly there's something there. So you throw that into the mix. I understand the idea of saying that he could be a casualty. I would still be stunned if at one point you were viewed as a first round talent and they didn't let you stick around at least for a year and try to prove that you belong. But I'm also not there on a day-to-day basis. I don't know what's going on in the meeting rooms. And if there is I think the only way that he would get cut is if they looked at him and said, because clearly right now he can't play. He doesn't want to play. And there's an attitude problem. That's the only way he gets cut.
If he's not trying.
That's the only way he gets cut. But again, the NFL is a numbers game. And clearly you can see from a numbers standpoint, he's six. And if they keep six, it doesn't take very far to fall from six to seven. And then at that point, you know, practice squad or someone else may swoop in and put him on an active roster thinking, he can't be that bad. At one point, we had him viewed as a second or a third round pick.
Yeah, he got, if you're wondering, he got $854,000 as his signing bonus.
Yeah, which is whatever.
It is whatever, but that's probably, I mean, you know, it's for him. Like, if he gets cut, like, that's an important check, you know, that he got.
Well, and like,
but 4 years, 4.8 if he's, you know, if he sees it through.
But again, you're only guaranteed the signing bonus. So, and it could be one of those things, too, where, you know, I've seen this with, let's say O lineman, it would be holding penalties or can't stay on side. Receivers, it could just be drops. You know, he had some drops at Oregon. And if consistently out at practice, he just drops balls. And I don't know, by the way. I'm just saying there are certain things that if you do them on a consistent basis, the NFL.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is the way it works in camp. No one gets in trouble for making a mistake. No one gets in trouble for making five mistakes. They better be five different mistakes. If you repeatedly make the same mistake over and over and over again, that's where coaches look at you and say, we can't rely on you. Like if there is one simple task and you can't seem to grasp it, a route tree would be another one. If you get in the huddle and you're a receiver and four times a practice, you don't know what you're doing and you're running the wrong route, you will not get on the field anymore. And that's how guys get buried down depth charts. It's one of those things where, like, because when that happens, it ruins the whole play. It ruins a whole drill. And coaches get exhausted.
You're the one guy holding it up for everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember once when I was in camp, me and Chris Sims, who was the way he took snaps, I struggled with Chris. We really struggled with a quarterback center exchange, and I had a case of the drop C's. And one day in practice, we just were really struggling with it. And my O-line coach pulled me aside and was like, "Hey, Chris isn't going anywhere. So just so you know, if you have the drop C's tomorrow, you're not going to be here the next day." And it was like, ooh.
I guess Chris and I better figure that out.
I pulled him aside and was like, "Can we please stick around afterwards?" Because as a guy trying to make the roster as a second team center, I can't be in with the second team quarterback. And when we're only getting, let's say a team series, we're only getting nine snaps, and me and Chris drop 2 to 3 snaps, I'm not going to be around the next day. And it's stuff like that. And I've seen that where people will make a specific point of figure it out, or we'll find someone else that will. So there's all kinds of weird things that can go on. You just, if you're Troy Franklin, you don't want to hear your name being talked about in these ways, but it doesn't mean that he can't go on and have a successful career, that he's going to be dropped. The kid's got some talent, but this is not the start you want.
Or Ryan Buckley's a hater.
Yes.
And
possible.
We're going to get Coach Prime on the horn to call up and shame Ryan Buckley.
Yeah.
"We couldn't do diddly poo."
It's not even a great drop because he
diddly poo.
Do you think he was looking for the term squat or the word squat?
I don't. I think Buckley was going, because I've done
was
this.
He gonna
too.
Say the S
I think he was going to say jack S. We couldn't do jack S.
I think he really wanted to curse. And later on in the clip, he did. He finally let it. But we've all been there where you want to say a curse word and you can, and then you get stuck and you're like, diddly.
Well, you can say a curse. I mean, he's done it before. The Morris, they have foul mouths.
Yeah, but in press conferences, you try to.
"Hey, shut up."
You try to clean it up.
Yeah, you just yell, "Shut up," and "take your butt out of here."
"Hey, shut up.
Why don't you take your butt out of here?"
I do find senior shut to up. Be kind of fun and bitchy.
"You guys,
boy,
shut
Jim
up.
Mora Jr. was just a."
Yeah.
There you go. That was one of the ones where I wanted to call him a curse word, but I can't. And that was he was a horse's ass.
He could be, yes. Yeah. Brock Heward told us that he was super nice, and he was very congenial. Like, we met him a few times at Pac-12 Media Day. Yeah. Jim Mora Jr. was very nice and very cool, and he would sit down and he would talk football with you, and decent guy. But Heward said that he was Jekyll and Hyde. Like, if he would, he has those mean streaks
when they came
where
out, they
there's just
ugly.
Visceral, and he could be awful.
Yep.
And that's this.
"Why don't you take your butt out of here?"
Stuff like that.
Maybe got into it with one of the Washington State receivers, and he just, he was a lot.
I don't think he just couldn't control that visceral reaction, you know?
Yeah. He had a real rage problem.
He was fighting one of his coaches on the sideline.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, it is finally here. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.